This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Arms Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome in. Time for KER Politics. I'm privileged this week to start out the show, the first two segments, with a former congressman from New York, John Laboutier. John and I have been chatting off mic for quite some time, and I have to say, this is a politician. This is part of Washington, D.C., a member of the Washington establishment, who I really, truly agree with. I have a real problem with the Democrats. I'm starting to have a bit of a problem right now with the Republicans, but I am kind of rationalizing that out by saying I think it's the best of two evils. John, Sandy, your publicist, who is absolutely a wonderful woman, sent me a missive saying that what John Boutier really would like to chat about is where do the Democrats go from here? John, where do they go from here?
Well, that has been already a long debate for months. This race has gotten going way earlier than any other one. And at first it looked like they were lurching to the left, falling all over themselves to see who could embrace the Bernie Sanders philosophy more quickly and more radically than anyone else. And, you know, Medicare for all, the Green New Deal, paid child leave, on and on and on, free college tuition, the whole bit. And then when 2 weeks ago, when Biden released his campaign video and finally entered the race officially, the entire Democratic primary race changed in 4 days, because what happened was unexpected. First of all, in the first 24 hours, Biden raised $6.3 million online. He'd been worried that he couldn't raise money like that. Boom, the money flew in. The first spate of polls came out 5 days later, had him ahead by 20 to 25 points over all the other candidates. It's now up to 30 points as we record the show today. 30 points, he's ahead. He's ahead by 25 points in New Hampshire over next-door neighbor Bernie Sanders.
He's also, pardon me for interrupting, but I don't know if you're going to get into this, but I think it's an important thing to realize, he's also ahead of Trump.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was always the issue, was not that whether he could beat Trump. It's whether he could get through the meat grinder of the Democratic primaries. Now, they haven't had a primary yet. We're 9 months away. But what you see, to answer the question, where's the Democratic Party going, is they're going one place, which is who can beat Trump. Not who can be liberal, who can be pure, who can be Medicare for all. None of that. None of that is the big issue. There is only one issue. Who can beat Trump? And it's the uniting issue of the Democratic Party and independents who don't like Trump. And right now, today, Biden is seen by a plurality of voters in a 22-person field. To get 43 or 4% with 22 candidates in the field, that's extraordinary.
I mean, it's more than extraordinary. I think, you know, I have been watching Biden for a long time. Now, when we were chatting on mic, you made an interesting comment, sir, and the comment had to do with something that Peggy Noonan had said. Apparently, you know Peggy quite well. Peggy made a comment in one of her columns almost 2 years ago, a year and a half to 2 years ago. Being an avid reader of her almost every week, she said the only person who has any class and any character whatsoever on the Beltway is Joe Biden. She said Joe Biden is a gentleman. None of the others are. I assume that was. I thought that was an interesting comment to make. Your answer?
Yeah. Well, Peggy was a Reagan speechwriter. And then a Bush speechwriter, a big Republican, of course. And people who know Joe Biden echo what she said. I've never heard a negative word about Joe Biden when it comes to his character or his personality. Yeah, I've heard some people say that he can say dumb things and put his foot in his mouth. But given all the other things that are going on in our politics, that's not the worst thing in the world. There's no malfeasance in his background, no self-enrichment in office, which so many politicians are accused of. I think Joe Biden is a very good contrast to Donald Trump. And first of all, for him getting the nomination, we have to recognize a couple of numbers. He got, in a new poll of African-American voters, 48% favored Biden in the Democratic race of black voters who were crucial. 48%. There are two black candidates running, Kamala Harris and Cory Booker, who got 10 and 5% in that poll. He is 38 points ahead of a female black senator among blacks, and he's white. I mean, and you know why? I think it's because he was the vice president of Barack Obama, and he's got Obama all over him, 8 years of Obamaism, Obamacare, all that stuff. And inside the Democratic Party, Obama is the man. They love Obama, and being his running mate has really elevated Biden a lot. And I, right now, I mean, I don't know how Biden doesn't win that nomination. That doesn't mean he's going to win it. But right now, man, he's selling this thing up. I'm sure the money with these polls, the money will flow to him like crazy. People will say, hey, he's the guy to beat Trump. Let's get this thing over with. Let's make him the nominee real fast after Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina. Boom. That could be it, like it was in 04. They could wrap it up quickly.
Got a couple of questions for you. One of the questions has to do with the situation with Joe Biden's son and John Kerry's son in terms of some of their dealings in their investment firm.
In the Ukraine,
Any comments on that?
Well, I know that Trump and Fox have been pushing that story, and we'll see if there's anything to it.
Of course they have. Go ahead. Sorry, Joe.
Yeah, it hasn't really gotten anywhere else in the media, but it's over at Fox. And Biden last week in South Carolina at a fundraiser was quoted in the press as saying, I know Trump's going to come after me and my family. Because Trump's scared to death of Joe Biden. Of all these Democrats, that's the guy that he knows is big trouble for him, because Biden is a middle-class guy from Scranton, PA, right in the heart of that Rust Belt, right where Trump won, where Trump does speak to those disaffected Americans. Well, I think Biden can speak to them, too. And I think the ones who've been turned off by Trump will be happy to go back over to Biden. And, you know, it's a ways to go, but what is Trump's trick, you know? He's a one-trick pony. Trash everybody. He doesn't win people over through a good argument or a good record. He trashes his opponent. That's how he won. He made Hillary even more unpopular than he is. I don't know that he can do that with Joe Biden. Joe Biden doesn't – he's no Hillary Clinton. He's a totally sunny personality, a nice guy. He's got a good personal life story. I don't think they'll make him enormously hated, except in the Republican base. They'll hate him, but they'll hate anybody Trump tells them to hate.
General, I'm going to take a real quick commercial break, but I want you to state one point, and then we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. You think that Trump, it's impossible for him to make Joe Biden look bad. Is that correct?
Well, he's going to try to, because Trump is a one-trick pony, Al. He just tries to trash everybody that he disagrees with. And, you know, he did it to Hillary very effectively, but she was easy to trash. I don't think Joe Biden will be so easy to denigrate and make his negatives so high that people will say, well, I don't like Trump, but I'd rather have him than Biden. I don't think that'll work with Biden. I think he's a nice guy, nice family, good life story. I just don't think it'll work as well with him.
Well, with what you said about the polls that have come out both in the African-American community and the other communities, I think I'd have to agree with you. Ladies and gentlemen, time for a real quick commercial break. I'm going to be right back with John Laboutier. Stick around.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Continuing my discussion with John Aboutier. Let me just say one thing about John. I really have a lot of time for this guy. Why do I have a lot of time for this guy? Because he doesn't strike me as being a typical politician. He strikes me as being an officer and a gentleman, the movie they filmed about probably half an hour, 45 minutes from where I live. Having said that, John, let's talk a little bit about what's going on in the Democratic Party. And that is, you've got some very, very extreme progressives in there. My comment was for the last two or three years, people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, people like the Muslim lady, people like Bernie Sanders, etc., have really, I think, trashed the Republican Party. The Democratic Party. And the reason I say that, sir, is that they went way too far, in my opinion, for the average American over to the left. Comments on that, sir?
Well, you're right. And I get proof of that is you go back to the 2016 Iowa caucus, Bernie versus Hillary. And exit studies done of the people who attended those caucuses in Iowa, 44% describe themselves as socialists.
Really?
And they are traditionally younger voters who don't hear what older guys like you and I do. Mm-hmm. What we hear when we hear the word socialist is we hear Lenin and Marx and the Soviets and all that stuff. Younger people don't know any of that. They've got a whole different feeling about it, and they love Bernie Sanders, and they love the positions of AOC. And you're right, they're anti-Democratic Party. Bernie is not a Democrat. He's an independent.
Mm-hmm.
He's running in the Democratic primaries, but he's not a member of the Democratic Party. He, in the Senate, he's not a Democrat. And he doesn't like the Democratic establishment. Now, the funny thing is, you look at where Pelosi's taking the party.
Mm-hmm.
She's keeping it on the moderate track. She's smart. She knows.
She's trying to, yes.
Yep, and she's going to keep it that way in the next year. When we get into next year, everything will change into the primaries and ultimately who they nominate. Now, if they nominate Sanders or Elizabeth Warren or Kamala Harris, it may be off the rails a little bit. But if they nominate a Biden, then I think the face of the Democratic Party for next year anyway is a moderate, smart image of a party that will contrast well with Trump.
I want to talk a little bit about a couple of people. One is Harris and one is certainly Elizabeth Warren. You know these gals, you know. And my comment is, when I saw Elizabeth Warren speak for the first time, she was talking about an industry that I used to be a part of. I was a director of a publicly traded bank for 22 years, and I know the banking industry pretty darn well. Having said that, she has some pretty negative things to say about the banking industry that today I agree with 100%. But why did she get off on this Native American thing? I mean, that's stupid.
Yeah, well, she couldn't help it because she did it years ago. She claimed this Indian heritage, and it's mm-hmm. come back to bite her. She did it in the mid-'80s in Texas when she applied for a job, maybe at the University of Texas somewhere, I forget. That's when she first did it, and it's haunted her ever since. I'll also say this. She should have run 4 years ago because she was much more popular inside the Democratic Party to run against Hillary. They did focus groups in 2015 around the country. And the most popular person in those focus groups was Elizabeth Warren. She had stood up. Yeah, she'd stood up to the big banks after the financial crisis and all. And she didn't run, of course. And Bernie swooped in, gets the same voters. And the oomph is out of Elizabeth Warren. I mean, she's not getting the juice this time around that she was going to get 4 years ago. She missed her shot, and I don't think she's going to make it this time.
You know, I got two big questions for you. They're very important to me anyway. I am a bit of a student on the Clinton family, and I realize that you can't believe necessarily everything that you read. But I think many of the allegations, some of which are very, very serious, are probably true the way he had, based on the way he handled the situation with the intern. My question about Hillary is, I know she's had her eyes on the presidency since she was a kid growing up in Illinois. Here's my question. Why did she take the tack that she took? She came across to most people as an angry, vindictive, it's all about me woman. Why did she do that? I don't understand that.
I don't know, because I don't know her. I've read everything you can read about her over the years, you know, about them. And, you know, it's just a, she's an unfortunate person in many ways. Her childhood wasn't great with her father. And she hooks up with Bill Clinton at Yale. And look at the result. I mean, that guy walked all over her. And the only good out of it was she got to be a U.S. senator from New York because he cheated on her. And she'd have been better off staying as a lifetime senator from New York. She was a good senator. Her colleagues liked her. Republicans liked working with her. She could have been the Daniel Patrick Moynihan of this era and just been a senator forever. She could have done it.
Really?
And instead, yeah. Easily. No one ever could have challenged her. She won re-election easily. But she tried for the presidency twice, was the front runner both times against Obama, blew it, against Trump, blew it, and she's done.
Yeah, I was a little surprised at some of the debates. You know, I complain about some of the Democrats today being really overbearing in their rudeness. I mean, let's take the hearings for the latest addition to the Supreme Court.
Kavanaugh.
Yeah, I think they went a little overboard on Kavanaugh. I mean, I've got some opinions about him, but I think they went a little overboard. Sir, we've got roughly 40 seconds left here. Got to take another commercial. Go ahead.
I was just going to say one thing back on Hillary and why she lost. The reason she lost to Trump was she was a depressant to the Democratic base. They didn't come out and vote. Black voters, young voters stayed home. That's why she didn't win. Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania. She would have won the presidency if she just got most of the same turnout that Obama got. But she turned them off. They didn't vote for Trump. They just didn't vote. Biden, I think if Biden's the nominee, or if Kamala Harris is the nominee, those voters will come out. They hate Trump. They don't want him again. But they've got to vote for somebody, and they want to have someone that'll make them vote. And I think they will. And that's why the Democrats should win next time.
If I were to handicap the race, sir, I would say that I think Biden has got a pretty good shot. Kamala Harris, I don't think so.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump saying in an interview with Politico that he doesn't consider North Korea's recent launch of short-range missiles a breach of trust. He downplayed it, saying it was very standard stuff. The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee says special counsel Robert Mueller won't appear before his committee next week. According to the New York Times, President Trump's former lawyer, Don McGahn, was asked by the White House to declare the president never obstructed justice, but he declined to comply. House Intelligence Committee member Rajna Krishnamurthy.
The president right now is thumbing his nose at the American people in not answering any of these subpoenas or having people testify on Capitol Hill, and we cannot have that. The other question that comes up is, what are they trying to hide? What is behind this refusal to comply with basic requests for information?
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in segment 7, KER Politics, chatting right now with my friend Lowell P. After we talk a little bit about Lowell's book, we're then going to talk about what are the Democrats going to do. Take as much time as you want, and let's plug the book, Lowell.
Oh, well, the book is Money, Morality, and the Machine, the seventh book I've done with Craig Smith. Craig, you see on every week with Neil Cavuto on Fox Business. He is a major investment advisor, a self-made billionaire, and so on. So, very interesting guy, and in this book, we look into, among other things, why is there Brexit? Why is there Trump? Why are people rejecting the kind of globalist political system that has been pushed on them both in Europe and in the United States? Now we look at the Democratic Party. We just had one prominent Democrat, or not actually worse than a Democrat, one of the ambassadors from Australia who helped attack George Stephanopoulos, who helped set him up to be surveilled, to set up the whole surveillance mechanism of Trump in 2016 and 2017. Alexander Downer happened to be pro-Obama, happened to be leftist. In fact, he donated, I think, $25,000 to the Obama campaign. But he's very typical because just the last week or so, he said, "I am a patriot to the Western system." And what he means by that is the globalist system. that existed after World War II. The idea of a global imperium rather than individual nations able to stand on their own. Donald Trump, by contrast, says we're going to make America great again. In other words, we're not going to dissolve America into a global system. We are going to remain a great leading nation, defending our own national rights, not being governed from Belgium or some other place, as the Europeans find themselves being. So this is what the entire scandal has devolved down to. Donald Trump is investigated, for example, for Russian collusion, when in fact the only Russian collusion in the 2016 campaign was created by Hillary Clinton and the Democratic National Committee, both of which helped fund the Steele dossier.
Mm-hmm.
These wild charges against Donald Trump that were then improperly, illegally used to get FISA warrants to phone tap and send spies against Donald Trump. And it turns out there are apparently many spies that were used. There was a Mata Hari-type spy who tried to seduce George Papadopoulos, for example. And there were others who were involved in offering money to Papadopoulos and others. In other words, we are seeing literally the government having been politicized and turned into a weapon. So the FBI was being used by the Democratic Party under Barack Obama to attack the other party. This is banana republic stuff. This is not what you expect from a great republic. But this is what the U.S. has devolved down to, and this is what is being investigated right now, not by one, not by two, but by six congressional committees. If you want to appreciate how silly that is, look into those committees where one of the chairmen, Adam Schiff, was boasting, again, just today, that he was happy to announce his committee could set up subpoenas in such a way that any Trump operative, including Donald Trump himself, could be fined $25,000 for every day that they refuse to give his committee whatever it asks for. This is the use of money and other techniques simply to crush everyone with a view different from the globalist progressive view. This is why we should be afraid, very afraid, for America. The operative committee at the moment is run by Gerald Nadler. Gerald Nadler, a New York leftist who has had decades of vendetta with Donald Trump. He has a great deal of personal vengeance that he's taking out. He is in charge of the House Judiciary Committee, one of those six committees engaged in the prosecution in the Stalin show trials. And when I say Stalin show trials, understand, yes, the Democrats, by this whole scandal being pushed in the media for 2 years, won narrow control of the House of Representatives in 2018. However, not by a huge margin. They control the House by 54%. What that means is they should have on each committee about 54% of the committee members Democrats. But that is not what we see on Gerald Nadler's committee. The ratio on his committee is 22 Democrats to only 12 Republicans. Think about that. The entire thing has been weaponized for a Stalinist show trial.
Yes.
That's literally what it's used for. And this is not democracy in any meaningful sense that we would have believed in up until recently. Why? Because we used to have two centrist, pro-capitalist, pro-American political parties. We now have one of the two political parties that is overtly socialist. Oh, by the way, our book, Money, Morality, and the Machine, for your audience, I wouldn't say this for everybody, but you don't have to pay $20 to Jeff Bezos and Amazon to get it. You can get this book absolutely free and postpaid. It will not cost you a penny. Absolutely free, just by calling a toll-free number, 800-630-1492. Just mention my name when you call, 800-630-1492. I'm Lowell Ponte. That year, 1492, is the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
I'm also putting that up right on our website with this particular show. So it'll all be there in black and white, ladies and gentlemen. So Lowell, what you're telling me, we've got about 3 minutes left here. What you're telling me is the future of the Democratic Party in a large part is going to be very overt action in a legal sense, although it's not legal necessarily at all, towards the Republican Party. Is that correct?
Well, everything is going to be politicized.
Yeah.
You no longer have freedom of speech. You no longer have freedom to keep what you've saved. You no longer really have much freedom of anything because everything is subject to political manipulation now. All the old rules of speech, investment, freedom of debate, and so on, they're gone. If you have the wrong views, you will automatically be fired, potentially. If you have the wrong views, whatever they decide those are, you will be silenced on the Internet. You will no longer have access to Facebook. In fact, you not only have to have the correct views, you have to actively assert that you are in favor of left-wing views. If you want to quote, for example, some provocative talk show like yours, merely to do that, you will have to make a statement that you disagree with the views of this talk show host, but you're going to quote 5 seconds of what he had to say. In other words, you are required to be politically correct, even to be allowed to speak at all in the society. That's where we're headed. By the way, it was shown that Christopher Steele, this British fellow who used to run the Russia desk at MI6 in British intelligence, their equivalent of the CIA, it turns out there was a memo by a deputy State Department head who said she'd met with Christopher Steele and was shocked to hear him say that he had to get the Trump dossier out into the public before Election Day. In other words, that was an overt confession that he wasn't doing this as an act of intelligence. He was doing this as an act calculated to change the election. Otherwise, he'd have had no reason to set such a deadline. Now, she put out that memo. It was read by FBI people. Guess what the FBI has done since Trump was elected? They have just classified her memo so that ordinary people can no longer read it, publish it, print it, share it.
Absolutely amazing.
Why would the FBI want to stop you from being able to read that memo?
Lo, we got to take a quick commercial break. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. I'm going to be back with a special editorial with Lowell Ponte with no time limit. Stick around. I'll be right back.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, welcome back to wrap up the weekend edition of the KE Report in the second hour of KER Politics. I'm back for this final segment, joined with Al and Chris Temple, and I wanted to join in on this conversation because we've been receiving a lot of comments and even emails that have been focused on a couple different sectors that I haven't been covering on a regular basis. I've been starting to dive into some of these sectors, but a lot of that is also because I've seen a lot of these emails and comments come in. Some of the sectors that I have seen deal with the energy sector, and I do have a couple guests that I bring on, and even Chris Temple and I chat on a very regular basis about what's going on, especially within the oil price. But then there is also the cannabis sector that really went on a run last year, and then we found Canadian legalization date where we saw a general pullback in the stocks, but there still is this optimism around this general sector and some, I think, very interesting companies that are building a nice story. And that's one thing that I do appreciate everybody sending me those emails on those companies. I have been trying to follow up with as many as I can. But quite frankly, I think it's a big industry or big sector right now that we can dive into a bit more. So I am going to make the concerted effort to bring on some more companies and also chat with some of our guests. And Chris, that's why I wanted to quickly chat with you in this segment regarding some of the opportunities in cannabis. Now, there are different kind of avenues that we can go down here, but just an initial comment from you here, Chris, is what is attracting you in the cannabis sector, and also what are you shying away from?
Well, you know, this week, Corey, there was the annual Sohn conference in New York. This is where a lot of the big hedge fund managers, other large investors and mucky mucks gather, and they all give their picks and pans and so forth. And one of the headlines that actually came away from that was by Daniel Sundheim, who said that he sees the cannabis space in Canada, believe it or not, as every bit as much a bubble as Bitcoin was. Now, he's speaking, I think, in general terms, but it's instructive. I have said more than once that to me, this sector is like the internet and the dot-com stocks were in the 90s. There was a lot of hype. There were a lot of companies that were doing something else that all of a sudden wanted to get on the bandwagon and be an internet-related stock. Most of them were crap. Most of them were missold and misrepresented to people. But Al and Corey were right now communicating over the internet, aren't we? So it's not like the sector was no good. It's not like this breakthrough technology was no good. We all use it. And I view the cannabis space in the same way. There's a lot of growing pains. I've actually got my own issue going out specifically on cannabis later this month to kind of give people a more sober assessment of it. It's going to go through a lot of transformation. Some of the big names have already seen probably the highest stock price they ever will in their life. The next step is they'll be lucky to be around as standalone companies in 5 to 10 years. At the same time, there are companies that are emerging that you don't hear about that are looking at how to be the best consumer packaged goods companies that use cannabis or cannabis derivatives of one kind or another, and most important and most animating to me, that are finding the best ways to use cannabis or its various cousins, if you will, for lack of a better term to use, in breakthrough medical applications. One of the companies I just added to my list is making some great strides. They've been very active lately, and they are the only company in the world right now that has been successfully treating glaucoma with a cannabis derivative, and some of the early animal experiments show better efficacy than the leading drugs in the world that are prescribed for that. So to me, it's going to be who is the best consumer packaged goods companies, who are the companies that have got the most unique and best funded biotech applications. And there will be some money to be made with growers and people who can augment the growing process. I'm looking at a couple of those that will be value added for growers. But, you know, keep in the back of your mind, folks, if you're chasing some of these growers, and if you have, God bless you, I didn't do it. A lot of these stocks went nuts, especially when some of the bigger names IPO'd. But understand that within not too many years, there's going to be just a handful of major growers. It's going to be like Walmart and Costco shoving everybody else out.
Well, I agree with that, Chris. But I want to bring up one thing that I think is interesting, and that is I live in an area that we have an awful lot of retired, very successful, what I would call conventional stockbrokers here. You know, and I obviously get together with these guys on a quasi-regular basis, and we talk about the markets. And more of them, Chris, are saying purely and simply, you know, we feel that there are going to be some real opportunities there. I mean, these are guys who are, you know, with Merrill Lynch, Dean Witter, et cetera, and for them to come on board on something like this, I find is interesting. I have also had a personal experience that is, I think, very relevant to what we're talking about. I've had a problem ever since my surgery almost a year, well, about 7 months ago, I guess, with increasingly sore muscles. I went to our local pharmacy in a store called Hagen. And Rick, you know all about Hagen's, Rick Rule. But they are now including a cannabis derivative called CBD on their shelves. I had a couple of experts in the area of physical fitness suggest that I start using CBD on a daily basis. And I will tell you, it took a couple of days for this thing to start working, but I am now a daily user of CBD, and for me it works. There is absolutely zero THC in CBD. It's strictly a cannabis derivative with no hallucinogenic properties. And all I can say is Big Al swears by it. He uses it every day at the initial suggestion of the director of physical fitness at the Semiamo Resort and Spa. works for me, and I'm very interested in the industry. But I think, as Corey said, we have to really be cognizant of what you folks want us to talk about, because we spend an awful lot of time doing research. So let us know what you want.
So I think it's also important to kind of understand these different avenues, too, because with cannabis, it is now, well, a retail good. So we can look at it from that side, and I think that's where you're getting at, Chris, with kind of the packaging and the branding. That's actually one side that interests me, because it is such a new sector, but it's a sector that I definitely see almost turning into something like the alcohol industry, where it will be dominated by a few major players that scoop up a lot of the well-known brands and work on their distribution channels. But then there is also this medical side to it that, you know, it still isn't fully proven out. A lot of people have embraced the medical side of it, but I know dealing with some other companies that have been trying to either get drugs approved or go through FDA regulations, it's difficult and can cost a lot of money. So I think there are two very different avenues here that people can look at. Plus, you need to look at country by country and state by state down in the U.S. as to where the growth areas are. Chris, how are you balancing out, one, seeing the retail side of things, but then, two, also seeing the potential for some sort of medical developments?
Well, you know, again, the medical area is what intrigues me the most. But, you know, people need to keep in mind that just because you've got a lot of people in the financial markets these days because of all the liquidity that have got way more money than brains, doesn't mean that when you see the latest hot marijuana stock go up that it's a viable company now or longer term. A lot of these companies are bleeding cash flow. There's a lot of conflicting information about the whole supply chain, chiefly up in Canada where you're at. A lot of companies made promises they can't keep. So it's a little weird, depending on whose information you listen to, that when it comes to recreational cannabis or marijuana, there's a glut of product because the sales have not taken off like were predicted. The flip side is that the more tightly controlled by Health Canada standards, which are still evolving, products, the marijuana that is allowed for use in the medical arena, there's been shortages of that.
Chris, got to take a break here. Unfortunately, we're at the end of the segment. Hope you guys enjoyed KER Politics. Like Corey and I know how you feel about us obviously staying in the resource sector to an extent, but also diversifying. Thanks for listening.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.